I'm Catherine Beek with these top stories. The Taliban says they'll stop Afghans from getting into Kabul's international airport to flee the country. That announcement was made by a Taliban spokesman today, as thousands are still desperate to escape more than a week after the group took the capital. Pentagon officials say evacuation flights are taking off every 45 minutes. The Taliban won't let the U.S. and allied troops stay past August 31st, even to complete evacuations. President Biden reportedly plans to stick to that deadline. Meanwhile, one prominent Afghan filmmaker who fled urged the world not to recognize the Taliban as Afghanistan's rightful rulers.
I beg you, please, tell to your husband not to give them recognition. If they give the Taliban political recognition, if they accept them, they will destroy our lives, women's lives.
And the United Nations is already getting reports of human rights abuses in areas under Taliban control. That includes reports of summary executions, recruitment of child soldiers, and restricting the rights of women.
A fundamental red line will be the Taliban's treatment of women and girls and respect for their rights to liberty, freedom of movement, education, self-expression, and employment, guided by international human rights norms.
The UN also warns Afghanistan could start running out of food within a matter of weeks, as key deliveries are being held up by the chaos at Kabul's airport. Legendary Rolling Stones drummer Charlie Watts has died. His publicist says he passed away peacefully in a London hospital surrounded by his family. Watts had suddenly pulled out from the Stones' pandemic-delayed tour earlier this month, saying he needed to recover from a recent medical procedure. Many considered him to be one of the greatest rock drummers of all time. Watts was 80 years old. Pfizer's COVID vaccine should not be given to young children off-label. That's according to the head of the FDA. The agency granted full approval to Pfizer's vaccine yesterday for people 16 and older, but says it still needs more data on children younger than 12. For that reason, it says those kids should not get the vaccine, even at a smaller dosage. All union employees at Walt Disney World now need to be fully vaccinated against COVID by October 22nd. That's about 43,000 workers in Florida. Disney reached the agreement with union leaders after the FDA's vaccine approval announcement. In order to help get shots in arms, Disney says it'll hold on-site vaccine events over the next few weeks. Exemptions will be available for medical or religious reasons. I'm Catherine Beek, and this is Newsy.